It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Good. I want to talk about self-compassion and forgiveness.
I love that.
Who doesn't need more of that?
Indeed.
I went to a workshop this week on that subject, but also on Facebook, you know, we can be kind of ugly with each other about stuff, you know, those comment sections.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on Facebook and I just saw this really vitriolic, harsh interaction with some folks, sort of almost name-calling. At the same time on Facebook, I saw this quote, "We don't have to agree on anything to be kind to one another."
Janice Ian.
Is that Janice Ian?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Yeah, it was lovely. And I thought, okay, so let me just go back to the workshop. And one of the some things I learned that might be helpful for me and anybody else going forward. And so we were looking at, one exercise we did was just think about somebody who really irritates you. You have trouble being around. You haven't forgiven. And think of maybe the top two qualities that really bug you about them. So we wrote this down on a piece of paper. And so then our job, which became quite silly, was to go and introduce ourselves to all the other folks in the class as those qualities. Hello, I am rigid and controlling. And then he would say back to me, hello, I'm lazy and lying. And then, hello, I'm selfish and ignorant. And so we did that. And, you know, it was silly.
Yeah.
You know, right? And then, of course, all of us kind of like, because we could see that we had those qualities too. And so that whole thing about what bugs us, you know, is also in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that,
I hate that part.
What it gives us is some power.
Yeah.
Because yes, I know, rigid and controlling were my words, like, yeah, I know I got that too at times. And so part of what, that leads us to is it softens our hearts or opens our hearts a little bit to others who suffer in similar ways. But the other practice then we did subsequent to that one. So we, you know, had a little laugh and all that. It's a Hawaiian practice, Ho'oponopono. I've been practicing saying that. Ho'oponopono. And it's an ancient Hawaiian method for stress reduction and problem solving. And it means to make right or to rectify an error. And so it's been brought forth in modern times through their spiritual leaders and through others. And so when I heard about this and this practice, Ho'oponopono, I heard the story, which I thought, oh, this is an urban myth for sure. It's a story about a Hawaiian state hospital that had the criminally insane in it. And it was the most dangerous, awful, violent place for people to work and to be in treatment. And so they had logical staff turnover, not coming. Staff would walk with their backs against the wall for fear of being attacked. And then, of course, they had trouble with getting a psychiatrist on board. They finally got a psychiatrist to agree to be on staff. But he said, I'll do it, but I won't see people. But they were so desperate, they had to have somebody on staff. And so they said, okay, fine, join us. And so this doctor, he would stay in his office and review files and do this ancient Hawaiian practice, Ho'oponopono. And after a few months, patients that had to be shackled were allowed to walk free. Those who had been medicated were getting off their medication. Staff was starting to feel good. Okay, so now,
I'm very curious.
Isn't this shocking? And so, again, I thought this, but then I finally found a YouTube of this guy talking. Dr. Len, Joe Vitale tells this story in his book, No Limits. And so, yeah, isn't it interesting? What he was doing in his office was reviewing their files and basically doing a blessing. The Ho'oponopono with each of them, looking to himself and the parts of himself that hold that struggle and pain. And so the four parts of the modernized version of, because I think there's much more ritual and it's much more complex in the traditional Hawaiian way, but the way that we can take it with us and use this is to remember these four statements. I apologize or I'm sorry. You could start with that and think about what parts of yourself, like rigid and controlling, what I apologize or I'm sorry for my own rigid and controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Please forgive me, the second one. Whomever, spirit, universe, that person, thank you. And just thank you for forgiving me, basically. And I love you. And I love you can be the first step as well. But what I had learned and I read, you can go either way. But I apologize as first. So it might be hard. And we did this with that person that we thought about, you know, the rigid and controlling. And we just looked at ourselves and we did this practice. And what we noticed was that all of us felt a bit more tolerant and a bit more soft towards that particular person. But you might think about doing this for yourself in self-compassion. Think of those patterns that you have that you have trouble tolerating in yourself. The way you eat, how impatient you might be, how you might like to look good and or ego take over. Think of those things and think about this practice to do for yourself. So I, you know, I am sorry that I'm addicted to sugar or that I eat poorly or I am I have anger issues. You're just doing that for yourself and really or again the language could be I'm sorry or I apologize. And I realize I'm responsible for this issue being in my life and I feel sadness that something in me is causing this issue. And then please forgive me. Again, offering that up to whomever, divine, yourself, however you want to put that, and thank you. It doesn't matter who you're thanking, whether it's your body or whether it's the universe or God. And then I love you. And doing that over and over, again, can soften ourselves and cultivate compassion, if not self-compassion. So it's proven, the Hawaiians have been so effective in teaching this method. They've been invited to the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and institutions of healing throughout the world. So it sounds, when I heard the Hawaiian State Hospital story, I was like, really? These are things beyond what I can understand, but I can really understand how I can use that practice and bring it to my day to soften my heart, open my heart to those that I might have trouble with. I'll end with a Mahatma Gandhi quote, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong."